This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today, the following are high school basketball scores from last night, March the 2nd, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For our listening area last night, there were no area boys scores to report. The girls were busier last night, however, racking up a few games. Elkton Pigeon Bayport had 38, just one single point ahead of Unionville Seabwings 37. Harbor Beach with 46 beat Bad Axe with 35. Lapeer had 55, more than doubling Holly's 23. Saginaw Nouvelle with 40 nudged out the Bay City All Saints in overtime with 37. Caseville had 36, defeating Mayville with 24. And Kindy North Huron with 31 was just ahead of Carsonville Port Sanilac's 29. For more sports scores and stories, you can also go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And another news for today. In a swift legal turn from a Michigan courtroom, Scott Merritt Galbraith has owned up to his probation violations, admitting to consuming alcohol and possessing a controlled substance, which led to him sidestepping a full hearing. However, the consequences are still stark. Galbraith now faces up to a decade in prison, with a sentencing set for March 23rd at 9 a.m. Until then, he will remain on bond, monitored by a tether, as the court awaits a crucial updated report that will help to seal his fate. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, John Oris Bryce is facing charges of operating while intoxicated, third offense, as well as driving on a suspended license. Yesterday, Bryce entered a not guilty plea to the charges. However, prosecutors have laid out a stark choice for the man. Either accept a plea deal now for the operating while intoxicated charge without habitual offender enhancement, and they will drop the license count. And if he does not take the deal, the prosecution explicitly stated that they will file the habitual offender notice, potentially dramatically escalating his sentencing. Bryce now has until April the 6th and his next pretrial conference to make his decision, a 30-day window that could redefine his future, as a $6,000 bond keeps him out for now. The question remains, will he take the deal or gamble on a trial with a tougher penalty looming ahead? And another news for today. As part of National Consumer Protection Week, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel is reissuing her consumer alerts regarding smishing scams and government imposter scams, due to the latest version of a new toll road scam that's targeting residents. This latest scam involves a fraudulent text message with an image claiming to be a notice of civil infraction hearing regarding a toll violation from the 36th District Court in Wayne County. The message falsely warns that the recipient must appear in person for a hearing or admit responsibility and pay a penalty before the scheduled hearing date. The scam also includes a QR code that leads you to a deceptive website that was designed to appear legitimate from the Michigan Department of State. Similar scams have also been reported as using the names of private companies and even the Michigan Department of Transportation. Text messages regarding toll road fees and fines are just one example of this type of scam. Other examples include text scams regarding arrest warrants, undelivered packages, and even job offers. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.